From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring messages by Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues a message entitled The Division of the Land, part of his series in the book of Joshua. The text is found in chapter 13, verses 6 and 7, and the opening verses of chapter 14, where the Lord gave Joshua instructions about the allotment of the land to the various tribes. As Dr. Cairns has pointed out, part of the reason for these directions was so that each tribe would know exactly what belonged to them. This would keep the children of Israel from fighting among themselves rather than fighting the enemy. In applying this narrative to the church, Dr. Cairns has been emphasizing the themes of unity among believers, as well as of the diversity in God's sovereign distribution of His gifts to His people. As we've seen, the Lord's provision for His church is perfect. Each believer is ideally placed to carry out God's will for his life. Then God's provision is plentiful. There's more than enough for each believer's need. In addition, the Lord's provision is particular. He has specific gifts and a specific place for each of His children. As Dr. Cairns continues this message, he reminds us that the Lord's purpose in His provision is sovereign and wise. The assurance of that gives God's servants great confidence as they labor for Him. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, please listen to this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, taken from the writings of C.H. Spurgeon.
This morning's text is found in Leviticus chapter 19, verses 16 and 17. Thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor, and not suffer sin upon him. Talebearing emits a threefold poison. For it injures the teller, the hearer, and the person concerning whom the tale is told. Whether the report be true or false, we are by this precept of God's word forbidden to spread it. The reputations of the Lord's people should be very precious in our sight, and we should count it shame to help the devil to dishonor the church and the name of the Lord. Some tongues need a bridle rather than a spur. Many glory in pulling down their brethren, as if thereby they raise themselves. Noah's wise sons cast a mantle over their father, and he who exposed him earned a fearful curse. We may ourselves one of these dark days need forbearance and silence from our brethren. Let us render it cheerfully to those who require it now. Be this our family rule and our personal bond. Speak evil of no man. The Holy Spirit, however, permits us to censure sin, and prescribes the way in which we are to do it. It must be done by rebuking our brother to his face, not by railing behind his back. This course is manly, brotherly, Christ-like, and under God's blessing will be useful. Does the flesh shrink from it? Then we must lay the greater stress upon our conscience, and keep ourselves to the work, lest by suffering sin upon our friend we become ourselves partakers of it. Hundreds have been saved from gross sins by the timely, wise, affectionate warnings of faithful ministers and brethren. Our Lord Jesus has set us a gracious example of how to deal with erring friends in His warning given to Peter, the prayer with which He preceded it, and the gentle way in which He bore with Peter's boastful denial that he needed such a caution.
Thank you.
The selection you have just heard is part of a CD entitled Our Song of Praise, featuring the piano artistry and arrangements of Joan J. Pinkston, who serves as pianist at Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. For over 40 years, Joan has taught music theory, hymn playing, and composition to thousands of Christian young people at Bob Jones University. During that time, she has sought to instill in them a Christ-centered view of sacred music. Joan's philosophy of sacred music is summed up in her words, "There is really no such thing as sacred music without words. It is the Word of God that draws a Christian closer to Christ. Only when biblical thoughts are expressed in words, as with a psalm, a hymn, or a spiritual song, can any music be considered sacred. When the message of the words and the impact of the music are in harmony, the greatest communication takes place," unquote, Joan Pinkston. Our Song of Praise features 13 of Joan's arrangements of such favorite hymns as Jesus Paid It All, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name, Be Thou My Vision. This beautiful and inspiring CD would make a wonderful Christmas gift for family or friends. Copies of Our Song of Praise may be obtained from Faith Free Presbyterian Church. The price is $15 per CD, which includes postage and handling. Simply email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you wish, you may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Contact us today for your copy of Our Song of Praise.
The Lord distributed to each of the tribes as He chose, the place that He chose, with all the various features that He chose. That was the sovereign distribution of the Lord. That's why it was given by lot. Each tribe had to know, this is what God's hand has allotted to us in this land. And so it is with the people of God individually and with their churches. You remember Paul taught this to the people in Corinth in chapter 12 of his first epistle, verse 4. He says, "Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administrations or ministries, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. I want you to notice this. God gives different gifts to different Christians. He gives different positions in His work to different people. He faces them with different situations, and He endues them with different manifestations of His power. But I want you to grasp this clearly, that He gives to every one of His people His Spirit. He doesn't leave one of His people without His Holy Spirit, and He has given the manifestation of the Spirit to every child of God for His profit. That's the promise. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing. I want you to notice the gifts, by the way, in the plural. The list of gifts does not contain that much vaunted Pentecostalist gift that they claim. The gift of healing doesn't exist in the New Testament. He gives gifts of healing. Anybody who tells you he has the answer to everybody's sickness and everybody's disease, and if you'll just put money in his coffers, he'll heal you. You know he's a charlatan, an imposter, and he's not sent by God, but that's another story. To another, working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, diverse kinds of tongues or foreign languages. To another, the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit. Notice the words of verse 11. Dividing to every man severally as He will. There is a particular endowment, a particular endowment which the Lord gives. He does this in individuals, and He does it for churches. I said at the beginning that too often God's people fall to lusting and envying. Do you not find this in the church? Well, I don't have his gift, and I don't have her talent. I'm not going to distinguish between those today. That was done in the senior Sunday school class adequately some time ago. I refer you to that. But we have people looking around saying, if I could do what he could do or she could do, then I would do it. Well, no doubt if the Lord had put you in that person's position with that person's challenges, the Lord would have given you that person's gifts. But he has given you the peculiar and particular manifestation of his Spirit. And I want you to know that the Lord has enabled you to be a witness for him and a servant for him who will be able to stand before him on the great day of the judgment seat of Christ and hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant." If you are not serving Christ where you are, with the gifts God has given you, then it's not because God has denied the necessary manifestation of His Spirit. It is because of your own sin, whether laziness or unbelief or whatever. Here then is the Lord's provision. But secondly, consider the Lord's purpose in so providing for His people. In distributing His gifts, God's purpose is first sovereign, and second, it is wise. When you look in the book of Joshua, you find that the Lord suited every tribe to the area in which he placed it. And he suited the area to the tribe. The tribes would not have chosen the best place for each of them, but the Lord did, because he does all things well. The Lord always has the right person in the right place at the right time. The Lord always chooses the best instrument for a particular service, in a particular place, in a particular time, facing the circumstances and the challenges of that time. When we think of the Lord's sovereign distribution of his gifts to his people for his service, we can adapt the words of the Lord Jesus in Matthew 11:26, "Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight." Now, this sovereign distribution of the Lord's gifts to his people produces four things in those people. First, it produces confidence. When the Lord sent, for example, Judah into his territory, Judah could go there with the absolute confidence, "The God of heaven gave me this possession. Who then can deny it to me?" When God's people have the assurance that the Lord has placed me where I am, the Lord has given me the task that lies to hand, the Lord has appointed me and anointed me for this particular task at this time, then I can go forth with confidence. That is one great lesson that every preacher has to learn. I remember as a young man of 20 years old called of God into the ministry of the Free Church, being faced after 3 months of non-training with the almost unique position, as far as other churches are concerned, and it was almost unique even in the Free Church at that time, of being asked to go into a small church. It started well and it was now dying. The doors were near to closing. The work was in terrible trouble. People had lost a lot of their confidence. The people of the district were not being reached. Sinners were not coming in. Nobody was being saved. The work was dying. Go there. I remember going. And, of course, the challenge was great. But all the feeling of lack of confidence. Preparing to preach. It was a new experience, I can tell you, every week, because I exhausted my knowledge of every text that I took every time I got into that pulpit. I had nothing left to say because I had said all I knew at that time. The district was peculiarly hard. It was a Unitarian district, and anybody who knows anything of Unitarianism will know it is the greatest curse that hell can put in any part of the earth. Unitarianism is a blight from which very, very, very few communities ever recover. That's the kind of area it was. Tough and hard. I remember I used to go out on door-to-door visitation. And my, it would be with, like Belshazzar, with the knees knocking together and the heart sinking. Great sadness. Come back depressed. How can I ever do anything? How can I ever see anything? Then the Lord began to teach me this lesson. I put you there. And whatever your limitations, I have equipped you for that work. That began to breed not self-assurance, for especially in my early 20s, that's something I did not possess. But a confidence in God's appointment, a confidence in God's sovereign wisdom, a confidence in God's word, a confidence in God's power. I've often been asked by preachers, are you not terribly nervous when you've got to stand in front of Dr. Paisley or Dr. Jones or some other great preacher? A couple of years back at the Easter Convention in Northern Ireland, I had not only Dr. Paisley there, but Dr. Ken Connolly. If you've never heard Ken Connolly preach, you'll not appreciate this till you get to hear him. But as a preacher, I have to say, he ranks as one of the finest preachers it's ever been my privilege to hear. A man of immense learning, immense ability, and great spiritual power. I say, are you not nervous? The thought I've always expressed is this: look, no matter about Ian Paisley or Bob Jones or Ken Connolly or anybody else, I can flop without them. But if I am sent by God with a message from God, I really, while I respect the men and their great talent, yet I will not fear the face of man. It's very important for a preacher, if he's not going to become a lickspittle and a lackey, a time server in a church, to know he comes with God's message, with God's appointment, and with God's authority. When I come to this pulpit, I do not come as the world's greatest preacher. But I do not come with finely spun little theories either. I come having cried to God for His message, for His will, for His word, for His power. And I fear no man's face when I preach that word, because God's purpose in giving His people their place and power to serve is to give them confidence.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.